This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A Russian missile hit a hotel that United Nations staff often use in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia on Thursday evening, leaving one person dead, 16 wounded, according to Ukrainian officials. Among the 16 injured in the strike, four were children. It was the second strike on Zaporizhia in 2 days. Russia launched its first mission to the moon in nearly 50 years on Friday, racing to land on the lunar South Pole before a spacecraft from India gets there. The Russian lunar lander is expected to reach the moon on August 23rd, about the same day as the Indian craft, which was launched back on July the 14th. Only three governments have managed successful moon landings: the Soviet Union, China, and the United States. Hawaii's governor says at least 53 people were killed in Maui's wildfires, and the death toll will likely continue to rise. Meantime, President Joe Biden says federal help is on the way.
I've ordered all available federal assets on the island, including the U.S. Guard, the Navy Third Fleet, and the U.S. Army, to assist local emergency response crews along with the Hawaiian National Guard. We're working as quickly as possible to fight these fires and evacuate residents and tourists.
More than 1,000 structures were destroyed by fires that are still burning in the town of Luhainu and surrounding areas. The governor told the Associated Press that Luhainu, with a few rare exceptions, has been burned down. Fueled by a dry summer and strong winds from a passing hurricane, the fire started on Tuesday and took Maui by surprise. So far, no cause has been given for those wildfires on the island of Maui. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Experts have some advice for people seeking to help victims of Hawaii's fires. We'll get more on that part of the story from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Philanthropy experts recommend giving to experienced organizations that are well situated to respond to a specific disaster, such as the American Red Cross or the Salvation Army. There can also be local organizations with deep ties to the community. Experts urge caution, however, in responding to appeals on social media for donations to individuals through apps like Venmo or Cash App. GoFundMe says they've taken steps to verify the identity of organizers and have collected those campaigns on a hub on their website. If you need a tax receipt, remember that only tax-exempt nonprofit organizations will provide a receipt needed by those who itemize their taxes to get the deduction. And experts urge patience, as it may take days, weeks, or even months to fully assess the extent of the damage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Niger's junta threatened to kill ousted President Mohamed Bazoum if neighboring countries attempt any military intervention to restore his rule, according to two Western officials. ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, had given military leaders a deadline of this past Sunday to reverse the coup. Following the Sunday's deadline expiration, the Nigerian military closed the country's airspace, citing the threat of intervention as the reason. The military also pledged to defend the country from any foreign attack. Violence in Cape Town, South Africa, appears to be worsening. We get more from the AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Violence in Cape Town appears to be worsening. A British man has been killed amid violent protests in the South African city of Cape Town after the vehicle he was riding in drove into the midst of some of the unrest. South African police say the 40-year-old man was sitting in the passenger seat and was shot in the head. Two other passengers and an infant were also in the vehicle. The protests in South Africa's second largest city began last week after a strike was called by minibus taxi drivers. The ongoing strike has had a devastating impact, with nearly half a million children missing school and tens of thousands struggling to get to work. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nearly a third of U.S. hospital pharmacists say they were forced to ration, delay, or cancel treatments as drug shortages here in the U.S. approached an all-time high, according to a just-released survey. The drugs in shortage include vital therapies such as steroids, cancer treatments, and antibiotics. According to the survey, while spikes in demand cause short-term scarcity, most severe and persistent shortages are driven by economic factors, including extreme price competition among generic drug makers. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.